to the front and sit in our table rather than in the back. So let's give them a few minutes to sit down, and we will go ahead with our brief agenda, actually. Because actually we have had a whole morning of policy discussion meeting, and which was just ended about 5 minutes ago, and now the other RALO leaderships have left the room probably at 1 o'clock trying to grab their lunch, but we are sticking around here to finish off with our with this meeting. So and staff as well, they haven't had a chance to eat. No? You have? Okay. No, that's great. So we will. So this time, actually, if we do it this way, then we're actually going to be having an unusually long roll call. Right? That's okay. Actually, that's great. So why don't we get started with the roll call? Let's start with those who are in the room here in Singapore first. I'm Charles Mok, chair, and let's go this way and around. Richard.
Hello, testing. Yes. I'm Richard Chen from Hong Kong, representing the NetMission.Asia. It's a youth ambassador program organized by .Asia.
Pavan Budrani, Secretariat.Asia.
Yanis Lee, staff of .Asia.
Yilin Chen, NetMission.Asia.
Martin Wong from .Asia.
Hello. Kit Yuan from .Asia.
Nathan Kong.
NetMission, sorry.
You need to turn your mics off.
Okay. Nathan Kong, NetMission Ambassador.
Ricky Kong, one of the NetMission Ambassadors.
Raphael Wong, one of the NetMission Ambassadors.
Hong Shi, CDAUA.
Nikki Sun, NetMission Ambassador.
Bernadette Chow, NetMission Ambassador.
Yves Chen, NetMission Ambassador.
Jim Singh, ELEC.
Yuki Wong, NetMission Ambassador.
Naomi Zhang, NetMission Ambassador.
Cheryl Langdon Orr, I'm the AP RALO representative, or one of the AP RALO representatives into the At-Large Advisory Committee, the ALAC, and I have the honour of representing the Internet Society of Australia as an At-Large structure.
Sifa, you just joining us, we're just doing a roll call and introducing yourself.
Okay, I'm Siva Subramanian. You can call me Siva. I'm from ISOC India, Chennai, at large.
And we have Seth and Gisela with us from ICANN staff. What about those who has called in? Can you just say your name? We should be having two people from Australia, right? Well, Holly was typing, and I didn't catch. There was one other person calling in from Australia.
We have Holly Rach on the line.
Yeah, Holly Rach, and there was one other gentleman calling in. I missed the name from ISON Australia, I believe. Okay, we'll get the name. Yes, we have one more person joining us. Let's just...
Steve, can you turn off your microphone? Can the other microphone be turned off?
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Siranush Vardanyan from Armenia. I'm not representing any ALS here, but as an individual internet user, I'm here.
Thank you, and you've been very helpful throughout the process for AP RALO. Actually, we really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get moving on. First item on our brief agenda of four items that I'm looking at. We haven't updated our agenda, still showing the agenda from our last meeting on the Adobe Room. It is?
Yeah, it's in very small called Notes.
Right, I know. Do I have to refresh mine?
Oh, perhaps.
Yeah, that's the...
There it is, right there. Umbrella Monthly Meeting. June
21st. Well, anyway, let me use the one that I have copied down in front of me. The first item is the regional policy work. Is that right? Same as what you have? Right. I just want to have a discussion with our members about how we are going to hopefully able to improve the kind of responses and discussion among our members for policy comments from ICANN. If you go to ICANN's homepage, you will see that there's a section called Public Comment. And in particular, you see a list of items that are open for comment at that particular period of time. And usually in the past, we have been trying to assign certain persons to be in charge of drafting comments and making responses to ICANN on behalf of AP Rallo and hopefully giving enough time for us to discuss in advance before we turn it in. But a lot of times, it is a very painful and difficult process because everybody seems to be busy. There hasn't been enough discussion going on, so sometimes even if one or two persons they come up and have come up with a draft, there really hasn't been a lot of discussion. And in a way, that worries me that it doesn't necessarily reflect the entire community view of our ALS members. And having just gone through the election process, I have to say that, you know, it's been very difficult, actually, even contacting the ALS members and having responses from them trying to know that these organizations are still alive. In our last term, we divided the work of the two chairmen or the two chairpersons to be responsible, one mainly for the policy work and one mainly for outreach. However, I see that sometimes these two are very, very interconnected, because if you don't really have a good outreach mechanism and connection to the ALSs, knowing who they are, it's very difficult to get them to participate in the policy discussion. So I'd like to see if there are any discussion about how we can improve the process. Maybe we can do more now that we have 15 young people among us. Maybe they can help us with some of the groundwork and helping come up with questions, discussions, and so on. I'd like to, of course, also hear from Holly to see what she has in mind as our new vice chair. We want to, of course, also welcome Holly. Probably this is your first call on our AP Rallo monthly meeting, and we welcomed you. So we'd like to hear from you as well. If you can speak into the...
She's just getting the dial.
Oh, okay. So okay, great. Okay, so we'll hear from Holly later on. She's on the Adobe Room, but we like to hear from her live on telephone. So I'd like to open up the floor for some exchange and ideas from... Cheryl has her hands up. Your physical hands up this time.
Thank you very much, Charles. And it's Cheryl Langdon Orr for the transcript record. And I'd like to take just a moment to note how exciting it is to have so many members, not only of our newest ALS Net Mission, but of course, obviously, .Asia, and the fellows. This is just wow. I'm really excited about this. You might wonder why we do some of this odd language business. We work in a multilingual world, and many of us just need to look at a written transcript of the meeting when we want to know exactly what was said and what the outcomes are. And if we have things going through interpreters, which we're not using live interpreters now into the other languages, but we often do, if my voice is just that of the interpreter, then there is no break for the transcript to see that you've stopped talking and I have. So we get into this rather odd behaviour of repeating our names so many times. But when we're on the phone or when we're physically being recorded, it really is important. And that's an interesting thing. And I think one of the opportunities you're going to bring and the experiences you're going to have with AP Rallo is to talk not just to the language and cultural diversity of our region, but to start literally dialoguing with people in Spanish and French as well. And you need to know, welcome at any meeting that doesn't have the word closed on the door. Even the executive committee meetings and the ALAC meetings are public meetings, and you can dial in and you can use the Adobe Connect room and your voices will be heard at the pleasure of the chair, but you can certainly be involved. But that brings me to my point of raising my hand on policy development, and that is the rather odd hour in the day that many of our calls happen. Work group calls are defined by the needs of the majority on the work group. So if you're in a regional work group, in AP Rallo, we have, 13, 14 hours to try and look at. It's going to be someone's midnight and someone's breakfast, even in our own region. So we can only do the best we can. Some of us just aren't good at being up at 5 a.m. To call. I am, yes. I require about between 90 minutes and 3 hours sleep in a 24-hour period. I'm not actually joking, and it is, in fact, the exception, not the rule. But you, to get your voices heard, need to work out, do you want to be at midnight call or at a 5 a.m. call local time? Now, one of those you can probably do occasionally. A lot of what we have is policy development briefings done by ICANN, and that's where you'll learn about what questions we're asking and what issues we're talking. They tend to run for us in this time zone either very late at night or very early in the morning. But we always try and have a transcript. We always try and have an MP3. And so there really is always a way that we can brief ourselves. And I think what's happening with what Charles is outlining is we as a region are not taking the opportunity to listen to the MP3 as a podcast as you get in the train going to work, to download the transcript and have it put in via Google Translate to whatever language is comfortable, because we're talking mainly China here, but we're talking Asia Pacific from Armenia all the way through to New Zealand, and, we don't speak English either. So I think it's that the timing of the briefings, and I don't think what we're doing, Charles, if I may, is getting our information and our discussions started early enough. But I would need to tell you now that whilst this is a current issue, it's one that is ICANN-wide, and ICANN itself, in its accountability and transparency review, which we hope the board will accept all 27 of our recommendations at the end of this week and fund them, one of those things is to give us a projection plan. So we know at the end of the year we'll be talking these topics. At the beginning of next year, we'll be talking those topics. And that, I think, will give AP Rallo an opportunity to get ourselves better organised to start those discussions. Thank you for indulging me for such a long intervention.
Well, actually, that is very useful for not only our new members, but also I'm sure that for others, it's a good refresh. Refreshing of what the current status is and what we hope that improvement will be made soon. However, I think it is still very important. In the end, it is still about whether or not we have people who are willing to dedicate the time and effort and occasionally, hopefully, staying up late at night for some cause in taking the trouble to draft the responses, understand the questions, and so on. So, use the The wiki, yeah, using the wiki, right. And so on. So it's a process. It's a process of getting familiar with the whole process, and in the end, we need people. And hopefully, with our new ALSs that we will come to later on in the agenda, we will be able to. We'll be able to talk about that. But anyway, I'm still looking at my Adobe room. Somehow my notes still shows the agenda from the last meeting. But anyway, so we were at Holly, are you in?
No.
I have dialed in and waiting to be connected. Holly says on the Adobe. Yeah, because I want to hear from her about what her views are. And, in particular, in the past, our focus has been to improve our outreach and to improve our policy response, comment, work, and so on. So I'd like to hear if Holly has any particular things in mind in that department. Any other comments from besides Cheryl? Others? Siva, James, Hong, any comments about how we might be able to improve our continuous work on policy comments? Hong? What? Holly, it's being dialed out, I guess. We're trying to dial out to her. Yeah, Hong, please.
谢谢莫主席.
Thank you, Mr. Mark. And just now in Adobe room, I raised my hand. Just like what I mentioned in the San Francisco meeting, and I will not use a foreign language which I do not master, and I'm very glad to be able to use one of the official languages, Chinese, in this meeting. Mr. Mark, you said very well. Mr. Langendore also was very clear. And of course, we have to strengthen the policy work in our organization, not just through this process, but also to improve on the drafting of the related documents. And I'm really glad to see so many young people participating in this meeting. They're our hope and our future. And I strongly appeal that during the drafting process, we would like for these young people to participate. And maybe they can use this as their homework. And, well, this is something I would like the chairman to consider.
Once again, thank you, Hong. You're talking like a professor, and giving homework to the young people, to your students. But I love that. I think that is a great way to start as well. Any response from our young leaders? Richard, raise their hand. His hand.
Yes, please.
Any language you want to use. Not put Cantonese.
谢谢.
Thank you, Madam Professor. And while Cheryl was speaking, and in fact, during our first visit, I already learned a lot, and it's for policy drafting, if we can participate, and of course, we would like that. However, we are the youngest ALS, and we are still in the learning process. And perhaps we need some time and grow together.
Richard is very diplomatic. But I think actually we're definitely not going to let you guys do it alone. And in fact, I think actually Richard, I remember back in Hong Kong, we had done something similar before with some of the local issues, copyright issues and so on. So Richard and other young people like Richard, and that time actually Richard did pick up a particular topic and did a very good review and come up with questions, if not answers. I think we're not looking for necessarily answers. chances because we want to have questions and points to stimulate discussions and so on. So if our young new members can help us in this area, that is already a very good start. That is my view. So, okay. Holly has been saying something. I'm not looking at the Adobe room all the time, so need to catch up with what Holly said. Or maybe Pavan, if you can help me, if you see what something that come up important in the Adobe room, help me inform the group. Or Holly, are you? She's not still not in. You can hear? Oh, so only on the on the. Okay.
She's on the line.
Cheryl here. Holly, could you say something in the phone if you believe you're connected, please, so we can test the audio at this end? Cheryl, again, for the record, the fact that Holly is typing does not moot well for the audio bridge working with telecom.
Okay, Will and I are talking to each other but cannot join in. So Will and Holly in Australia are talking to each other. Anyway.
Hello.
Try light zone. No? Okay. Okay. We can come back to that. Any other discussion or points to share? James, anything you'd like to add? Okay. In that case, let's see if I would suggest that we do this. I will discuss with our two vice chair between now and the next meeting. And to come up with some suggestion about what to do in more concrete terms, we hope, and dividing up some of the responsibilities, hopefully, and talking to more people to get them engaged rather than just the three of us or a few of the same old people. And unfortunately, Holly cannot come in and speak yet. Maybe if she can later on, she can jump in back into our discussion. What are you saying? What is she saying?
Cheryl, for the record, speaking
it's
in
a plot
Holly's
against
voice.
Art. Okay.
I won't take this personally, says Holly, yeah. But is this a plot against Australia? Because we have two people talking to each other and not talking to here. that is kind of cute. Charles, one thing strikes me as an opportunity AP Rallo might want to use, and that is if we could link from our wiki page somewhere or pages to the excellent resources which are put together before every ICANN meeting, and that's the policy, the staff policy briefing. They're transcribed, they're PowerPointed, and they are indeed audio filed. And what that is, again, it's fairly inhumane times for Asia, but they're webinars, and every single staff person in charge of every single policy issue briefs the community, so we're all at one particular knowledge point when we come to these meetings. And I'm wondering whether, as a region, we might consider, if you and your vice chairs would care to consider ways that we could use the existing resources that ICANN has, but that as a region, I think we're just not going onto the ICANN site and finding it. There also is RSS feeds and podcasts and lots of things that could be quite useful. So maybe we can look at what's there and how we can access it more effectively. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. What would be the best way to take that forward? Staff helping us make the links, or what would be the best way to take it forward?
I'm very aware of the human bandwidth that our at-large staff has, but there is, of course, dedicated communication staff, and we'll be meeting with Scott and people like that later. And we might actually be starting to get the audio link through. And so to that end, I'm wondering whether or not we could invite Scott to one of our meetings.
Okay, the idea is to invite Scott to our next teleconference in a month's time, and we can go over that possibility of linking up the wiki page with the staff policy briefing on the ICANN resources. Cheryl?
But Charles, we would necessarily, Cheryl Langdonor for the record, we would absolutely need to make sure that was a recorded presentation, so that that in itself would be able to go out, because if he goes over where we find our RSS feeds and what resources they are, I think we need to have that captured as a as something. But anyway, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. So we'll put that up as an action item to try to invite Scott to our next meeting. Okay, Seth would take note of that. Thank you.
Cheryl London off the record, we would absolutely need to make sure that was a recorded presentation.
Okay. Holly, you'll hear this in about 5 minutes' time. We have two things happening. One is a loop. If you go to the top of your Adobe Connect room, you will see a little green speaker and a drop-down menu. If you click the mute my room or mute my meeting, then you'll stop having this bizarre loop thing happening to you, because we certainly, I think, can hear you, but we're also hearing what's coming out of your computer.
Okay, well, the little green thing, the drop-down, is connection status, excellent, latency, etc. On the other side, I've got speakers,
Holly,
and it's unmute.
You can hear this in about 5 minutes' time.
Yep.
We have two things happening. One is a loop. If you go to the top of your Adobe Connect room...
If you mute your speakers, it will be okay, and we can hear you.
Okay.
My room will mute my meeting.
They're muted.
Thing happening to you, because we certainly...
I've muted mine too, if that's any...
Okay, well, the little green thing, the drop-down, is connection status, excellent, latency, etc.
Yeah.
On the other side, I've got speakers, and it's unmuted. Yep.
Ollie, are you on the line? Can you speak?
I'd like to speak. I just don't want to hear myself again in 5 minutes.
well, we like to hear you now, and we're hearing you fine and clear.
Yay!
Now, finally.
Jesus,
thank you.
A bit of time.
Yes. welcome, Holly, to your first AP Rado monthly meeting, and I'm sure that the future meetings will not be so painful because we'll all be on teleconference, so that would actually work even work better than, you know, having some of the people in physically in a room and then with all these problems. So anything you'd like to add? I know that you have typed in a few comments into the Adobe chat room. Anything else you'd like to comment verbally?
Yeah, I'd like to actually support what Cheryl says, which is use the list, use the wiki, read. And I also think what would be helpful, and what I was going to do when I have just a few minutes, is for the issues that are really on the policy page and so forth, even a background paragraph so that the people who are unfamiliar with the issues can get a feeling for what it means for users, what it means for their constituency, and be able to explain to their constituency and indeed to themselves what the issues are and what their input might be. It would be just a helpful step in getting input from all of the Apralo members. Does that help?
Yes, thank you, Holly. And one thing that I have been saying before was also that a lot of times many of these policy documents seem to be quite difficult to read for most people. And and it would be much better if there is a somewhat of a layman's version or a dummy's version that would be clearer to people. Just like our young members here, they are aware of what is going on, but they are not. They're new to the process, and many young or old people just don't have the time to go through a 100-page or 50-page document to find out what the gist is. That has been something that I would. Hoping that ICANN can come up with some sort of a brief summary, two-page, one-page, and really focus on the impacts to users. That would be very helpful, I believe.
Yep. And what I was planning to do, probably it'll wait till Sunday, is for the who is, there are really lots of user issues. Now, I am, amongst other things, on the policy committee of the Consumers Telecommunications peak body here, and they're asking me what are the issues that are related for the internet internationally. I have to do a document for them, so I might as well do a document and probably talk to you about it, but then that's the sort of document that could be circulated that would make life a lot easier for everybody, and indeed probably come up with some really good policy positions that we can discuss at the ALAC level, and then I understand you're going to meet the board tomorrow. So when you do meet the board in Singapore or whenever, it would be good to have those briefing notes sort of under everybody's belt.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. This is Charles.
I know your voice, Charles.
No, this is for... Well, we're not scribing this session, right? Seth and Gisela? Interpreter for the interpreter. Okay. Yes. So that's Cheryl has been telling us from the beginning that it's always good that even though we can all recognize Cheryl's voice, but every time she would tell us who she is for the benefit of others and in particular interpreters or scribing purpose.
Absolutely, because not everybody knows everybody's voice.
Right. Sooner or later. This is
sooner
Charles.
Or later. Nobody will recognize your Newton accent, Charles.
Well, I have no idea what accent I have these days. But anyway, any other further discussion on the policy issue? We've been on it for a little bit longer than we expected.
Nothing further. I'm just listening with great interest. Is Will on the call, by the way?
I believe...
Yes, I can hear everything.
Okay.
Hey, Will.
Welcome, Will.
Thank you. I've been waiting a while, but it was worth waiting for to actually get to talk to you again.
Thank you. This is Charles. Any further points to make? Otherwise, we'll just follow up on the action items of inviting Scott to the next meeting, and then I will be discussing with our two vice chair about this issue offline between now and the next meeting. Okay? All right. I noticed that there seem to be, again, two sets of agenda that I'm looking at, one on the Adobe Room and another one that seem to be on the ICANN meeting, the monthly meeting page on the ICANN Singapore 41 that seem to be a little bit different.
I noticed that.
Hi, yes, the Seth Green, for the record. This is on the ICANN schedule.
Right.
It's actually simply a very much overview agenda. The typical, more detailed AP Rallo agenda is in the Adobe Connect room, as well as on the meeting page that exists for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Seth. But I was just looking at the other agenda to notice that there's an item called the review of the action item. So I just actually asked Pepin to help remind us if there are any outstanding action items that we need to mention in this meeting. Pepin, please.
Pepin Badrani, for the record. The action items were from the meetings 2 months ago, so we had the calls for the showcase, so the next meeting was from here. The action items over there, there's nothing outstanding. Everything has been dealt with. So I think, Charles, you can go on to point four, which is about the showcase follow-up.
Right, the point four on your agenda, on that agenda, on the schedule. But on the Adobe Connect, on the Adobe Room, it is actually the point two, right? The next item, which is the AP Rallo showcase review. We had a great AP Rallo showcase yesterday. We had a lot of speakers, Dr. Ang and Raj, Rajnak Singh. They gave great presentations, and I hope we will be able to get some of it online, YouTube, or because I know that there were some clips that were made, maybe not the whole thing, but part of it. Hopefully, we'll be able to put it up and share with more people later on, and to review it because they were great. And also, we had short speeches from some of our ALSs. As well as from Olivier and Sebastian. So it was great. Unfortunately, the only unfortunate thing was that we really found out at last minute that it clashed in time with the new GTLD update. That was, of course, yesterday, the thing that everybody was hoping to listen to. And so our attendance was a little bit short of my expectation, unfortunately, but given the situation, I think we have done our best. And so I just want to hear Pavan, you've been our co-chair of the working group. Just want to hear from you anything you'd like to add and comments you want to make.
Pavan Badrani here. Yeah, as Charles mentioned, I found out that morning when I was in a meeting with Cheryl at the lobby, when we found out that the meeting was actually together with the new GTLD, and both of us had two mouths which were very, very round at that time. So yeah, but the thing is, as I mentioned to Seth, there's nothing we could do about it at that time. Moving it 30 minutes before, wouldn't have changed. So I guess looking at the circumstances, it was okay. It was okay. We got the speakers speaking and stuff. So it's I had an idea which was from the showcase event. Like, you know, every 3 months or every 4 months, maybe three times a year on the conference call, we could sort of invite someone, like Dr. Ang could be someone, another people around. You know, we have a lot of contacts to come on the monthly call and give a 15-minute presentation about something, maybe IDN, or it could be something related to the internet governance, any conference they want to promote over there as well. That could be a good idea which we could use for the monthly meetings as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Pavan. That's actually a great idea. And this is Charles and someone. Oh, Siva. I didn't see you. Sorry. Siva, please go ahead first.
Yeah, Pavan's idea is great. Actually, we can schedule a speaker at the ALS level, we can also ask the members to take part in the AP Rallo meeting because it's something that they would be interested in. So one part of the meeting could be could be an educative meeting. Another part of the meeting could be an internal meeting for AP Rallo delegates.
Yes, thank you, Siva. Actually, you took this, Charles, for the record, and you took my words right out of my mouth because I was just going to say the same thing, because we also had very good sharing with some of our ALS members yesterday, and if we can make that also a part of our future meetings, maybe, you know, drawing lots or whatever, you know, come up with one or two for them to make a very brief introduction about themselves and specifically inviting them to join our meetings, because otherwise many times they miss the emails or they didn't feel they want to come into the call at that particular hour and then they miss it. If we can make sure that we invite one or two, even some of the less active ALS members, and let them come in. That might be a way to entice and make them more interested in the meetings. Yes, please.
Siranush Vardanyan for the record. Just being in the middle of Europe and Asia, it's, to some point, it's good because sometimes I can bring European experience here, being participant of Urallo conference calls. They have a very good experience of sharing information about upcoming conferences, events via their mailing list. I mean, there is no need to wait for the conference call in order to share it. On daily basis, they are whenever they got an information or someone has the information about an upcoming event somewhere in the Europe, they just send it through that mailing list, which APRALO also has. I mean, that mailing list also can be used, and young people can subscribe to that mailing list to be a part of it all the time.
That's a great idea. We can make use of our mailing list more openly, sharing new information rather than right now mainly really just about meeting information. Cheryl has your hands up.
Thank you very much, Charles. Cheryl Langdonor for the record. I think what we might need to do also is encourage the knowledge that our mailing lists are open to every single member of an ALS, not just the representatives of an ALS. Only one person gets a vote and there's two backup contacts, but we don't expect just three people to be engaged in the mailing lists or the discussions or the wikis. If you've got 4,000 members, then the mailing list can manage 3,997 of them. That's not a problem.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's Charles for the record. But, well, of course, that's a great idea, but only realizing sometimes, you know, if there are too many people and it's an open list, then there's got to be some unwanted traffic. Yeah, somebody's got to moderate and so on. And yeah, anyway, so we should work out a way that to make it most productive. I suggest maybe myself and the secretariat, we could look
at... Yeah, you could ask the ALSs...
Sipa, please.
You could ask the ALSs, individual ALSs, about their ideas of how many members they would like subscribe to the mailing list, and based on that, you could proceed.
Mm, mm. Yes, and maybe we can work out. Maybe Sifa can help us also with giving us some ideas, and Pavan, we can work out a way to solicit and maybe draft out a message that the ALS can organizations can forward to their members to let the members directly opt in or through the organizations, some sort of mechanism. We need to set up a mechanism, right? Okay, so we'll take that on as an action item for the next hopefully before the next call. Let's see. We started talking about the APRALO showcase, but we moved on to something else because we're always forward-looking and thinking about what we learned from the showcase. That's great. Anything else about the showcase? If not, then we'll wait until the next time comes back around to Asia. We'll see who will be. Maybe our young people will get the chance to help us put it together next time. Okay, so the next, let me move on to the next agenda item, the chair and liaison reports. I just want to give a very quick report about we had been in the ICANN 41 meeting in Singapore for the last few days, and a whole series of meetings within the ALAC about various policies and so on. I wouldn't bore you with all the details and the discussion and so on, but there's only one point that I want to make, which is that some of you might have noticed, or if you haven't, there is a finance budget proposal from the from ICANN for all the five different regions. And there is, and unfortunately, I have to report that because Hong will remember before we put up a suggestion or our wish list for the budget items for this coming year. And actually, I put it together with the help of other members and Hong and Fuad and so on. And unfortunately, we didn't get any money allocated to APRALO. Yes, again, Cheryl asked. Maybe she'll help us comment on that a little bit later. But I actually made my comments to the finance people of ICANN in our meeting a couple of days ago that, first of all, I believe all of our ALS members and AP Rallo in general is very disappointed about that. And, of course, we understand part of the reason is because they keep on saying that there isn't enough money and all the regions are requesting to put up general assemblies and so they decided to split the money into three of the five regions and to fund six people per region. But actually, that isn't enough even for six people in any region to put up a general assembly anyway. And then two of the regions didn't get any of these travel support. I believe North America got a little bit of money to help them put up some YouTube videos and so on, things like that, $1,000 and here and there. Maybe we should have come up with some little $1,500 items, and we might get funded for those, but we didn't. Anyway, so the explanation that I got was that it was because we are having our meeting here in Singapore this time, but this actually isn't a general assembly. It doesn't replace a general assembly. But anyway, so we have. I just want to report to you that as chairman, at least I reflected our disappointment, and hopefully we will not come up at the short end of the stick again in future occasions. Any comments and discussion about this, because it's something that's quite disappointing to AP Rallo, and we like to see this not happen again. But in fact, I have to say that this is not just an issue about our getting slighted. In fact, it is an issue with all the Rallos, because and it is definitely even more unfortunate to see that, you know, everybody is not getting what they need and what they wanted, and then some of them actually didn't get anything, which makes the situation even worse.
Did I understand how big a...
Oh, Holly, yes, please.
Does the finance department understand how big Asia-Pacific is as a region? If you look at the map, it's huge. It's got to be the biggest rollout. I mean, it's one thing if you have the Uralo, and you'd think there's a reasonably good transport system, it's not huge. You look at Asia Pacific, travel alone is just incredibly expensive. We're just within the region. I don't think maybe the finance committee doesn't understand that.
Holly, this is Charles again for the record. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you look at a North America meeting or if you look at a European meeting, there are a lot more local people within that continent showing up in the meeting. But if you look at the Asia meeting, if you look at Singapore this time, in fact, most of our ALS members still couldn't come because it's almost the same as traveling to the U.S.
Yeah.
Time. Yes. Okay. We have to be conscious about our time. So our I think we made our we made our views to the finance people of ICANN, and I think I can just leave that item to rest. At least Cheryl has her hands up.
Sorry, Charles. Cheryl Langdon for the transcript. I had my hand up because as we are closing, I wanted the opportunity for what is the very next agenda item, and I know you will then close the meeting after it. But I'd hate to miss the opportunity when we have remote participation from other countries and we have such a wealth of local talent sitting around the table. The main thing I was going to say in my liaison, my AP Rallo liaison to the member of the AP Rallo as the ALAC rep, get it right in a moment, Cheryl, was that I am leaving you in this role in Dakar. You need to find and elect a replacement for me between now and September. Look to your left. Look to your right. Look to the people you know. Think about who could sit on the ALAC and take my job and find them for us. Find three of them and we can choose between them. Thank you.
Well, you're irreplaceable, but we have only a few more minutes for this meeting, and we have to try to close it on time. So we will discuss with Cheryl later on. Okay. So Cheryl, you're done with your liaison report? That's it. Okay. The final item we have on the agenda is to report on the AP Rallo ALS applications. We had two applications previously, NetMission Asia and ISOC Kolkata chapter. And as we have said, there are already 10, 15 members from NetMission Asia already in this meeting. And we are happy to report actually that the ALAC has voted to accept both of the applications. So let us give them a round of applause and welcome them to the AP Rallo family.
Yay, welcome.
Thank you, Charlie. VC actually joined us, we'll add him into the roll call. VC. Anyway, okay. So, any other business? Cheryl is going to lunch. Any other business?
I'm going to another meeting.
You're going to another meeting. Okay, just like you're always going to another. You're always going to another teleconference after one ends, so we know that. Thank you, Cheryl. Any other business? If not, we'll close this meeting. Anything you want to add, Will and Holly from remote?
Yes, and look, Charles, we have to get together to go through some issues offline and just work through some issues, but... I'm here. We can chat.
Great. Okay. Let's try to. Because you're on speaker here in a big room, so let's try to work out a time we can chat or email and so on, and within the next probably next week. Yeah, because we're in and out.
2 hours.
Two hours is not a big. Yeah. Great. Okay. I'll make a note of that. Thank you, Holly.
Excellent. Okay.
Thanks. Okay, meeting closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Thanks, everybody. Bye.